Gather around the table, kids. I have a great game for us to play.
Why do we have to come to the table?
Because we need the table in order to play this game.
Okay.
All right.
What's the game?
This game is called Little Mammon, and it's great for finding out how good your memory is.
How?
I'll explain. Look what I have here.
What are they?
These are toy animals. There are lots of them.
Yes, there are 9 of them.
And I am going to put them all in the middle of the table like this, so that we can all see them. Can you both see?
Yes.
Yes. Great. Now what we are going to do is to carefully look at the animals. We need to make sure that we look at each and every one and try to remember what we have.
Why?
Well, because this is a memory game. When we start playing, I'll ask you both to turn around so that you can't see the table. Then, I'm going to take 2 of the animals from the table and I'm going to hide them under this lovely bush. Once I've hidden the animals, I'll ask you to turn back around again. The idea of this game is for you to see if you can tell which 2 animals are missing by searching your memory for what was on the table before. If you think you know what the 2 animals are, you say, "I know what they are." You can tell me which 2 animals you think they are. If you get that right, I'll ask you a question about each animal. If you get the animals correctly and you get the questions right, you win a flower token. The winner of this game is the person who ends up with the most flower tokens.
That sounds hard.
Don't worry, you'll get the hang of it. Are you both ready to play?
Yes,
I am. Wonderful. All right, so first, both of you take a good look at the animals on the table and try to remember as much as you can.
Okay.
All right. Do you know what each of them is called?
Let me see. This one is a butterfly, this one is a wasp, and what is this one called?
I know, it's a ladybird.
Well done.
And what about the others?
I can see a tortoise, a frog, a hedgehog, a snail.
I don't know the other 2.
Me neither.
Look, this one is a caterpillar, and this one is a dragonfly. Now, turn around so that you can't see the table. That's it. No peeping, as that's cheating. I'll take 2 animals off the table and hide them under the bush. All right. You can turn back around again now. Who can guess which 2 animals are missing?
I don't know.
Me neither. Wait, I forgot what to say. You say, "I know what they are." That's it. I know what they are. Go ahead. I think it's a cow and a sheep.
Sorry, Thomas. That's not correct. Would you like to try, Barbara?
All right. I think it might be a cow and a horse.
No, that's not it. Don't worry. Let's try another one. I'll put these animals back on the table. Now, once again, take a good long look at the animals on the table.
Great. Now turn around.
Okay. I'm going to hide the animals. There, that's done. Now you can turn back around again. Who can guess which animals are missing?
I think I know what they are.
Go ahead, Barbara.
I think it's a ladybird and a hedgehog.
Very well done. So, now I'm going to ask you a question about each. First, can you tell me how many spots the ladybird has?
4 spots?
That's it. Next, can you tell me what color the hedgehog is?
That's easy. It's purple.
Great job. You earn a flower token.
Yay!
I've got an idea. This time, why don't you hide the animals, Barbara?
Okay.
Remember, you need to think of a question to ask about each.
I will. This is a fun game.
It is, isn't it? We'll play until all of our flower tokens are used up and we have a winner.